This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Volume.
Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe. Totally secure. Super fast payouts. In as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets. Live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. All right, my instant reaction on the Rams getting bludgeoned by the Niners. First of all, this is a really good San Francisco defense. I think Buffalo, when healthy, right now the Bills aren't healthy. They've got cluster injuries in their secondary. I think the Bills have the most dominant defense in the league when they're healthy. I think the Niners have the most physical team when they're healthy. They're missing Trent Williams, left tackle. But this is a spectacular defense. It's been drafted well. It's deep. It's physical. There are playmakers. Hufanga, the safety, got a pick six. The USC kid, who is everything you'd expect. He was a dominant college player, same with the 49ers. They have playmakers at every level. And so I always find San Francisco an interesting team. Every year, you see me on Fox Sports or iHeartRadio, I try to about once a month, I'll talk about Super Bowl bubble, what teams are in the Super Bowl bubble. And, you know, it's pretty obvious. Kansas City's, your Buffaloes, you know, a Tom Brady team. We all kind of have these six or seven teams. San Francisco's an interesting one. I think they have the second best roster in the league. What about quarterback? You know, in a night like tonight, if they had an elite quarterback, this game doesn't, it's not in jeopardy with 6 minutes to go, 6.5 minutes to go until the pick six by the 49ers. But again, they win a lot of games with Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jimmy Garoppolo is really built for this offense. Kyle Shanahan wants you to follow directions. He wants you to be Chris Paul, not Kobe Bryant. He doesn't want you taking a lot of shots. He wants you to follow the playbook. He wants you to distribute, and Garoppolo is very good at that. He's a very accurate thrower of the football. He does not have a big arm. You're not going to throw it deep down the sideline. But if you look at that offense, I mean, how many one-step, two-step screens did Garoppolo have tonight? I mean, that's what they do, and Garoppolo's really good at it. And the team likes him. They play well for him, and he's more durable than people give him credit for. You know, he's been dinged up in his career. Little bit the tin man, but, you know, he's also made it through seasons as well. So my takeaway on the 49ers is, do you put him in that bubble, that Super Bowl bubble, even though none of us think they have an A quarterback? Many of you don't think he's a B quarterback. I think Garoppolo is sort of a B-minus quarterback. I think he's a more fragile Kirk Cousins, but let's use Kirk Cousins as a comp. Kirk Cousins doesn't get hurt. Garoppolo does. Both have average arms. Cousins is more accurate, but Cousins shrinks on Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, big games. Garoppolo doesn't. He can be average, but he's always sort of slightly above average. So this San Francisco team, it drives people nuts. There's a reason they went and drafted Trey Lance. They think they have the perfect roster to win a Super Bowl, but have limitations at quarterback. But boy, if he's ever a backup in the NFL, he's by far and away the league's best backup. Been to a Super Bowl, been to conference championships. We watched them outplay Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter at Lambeau last year in the playoffs. So I just love this Niners team. I love the way they play. They're physical. This rivalry is great. I still think the Rams are a good team. I was just looking over their two deeps tonight. They've drafted well. It's a good roster. They have one big issue. Much like the Buffalo Bills in the secondary, they've been missing 3 out of 4 starters, really good players. Just think about all the bad news that has happened to the Rams, some their fault, some not, at wide receiver. So they drafted in the second round a couple of years ago, a small receiver, Tutu Atwell, second round, appears to be a bust. Van Jefferson gets hurt. They trade Robert Woods for Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson might as well be invisible in this offense. APB, where did he go? All points bulletin. He is either washed, can't pick up the playbook. And then OBJ, hurt, is out there in the league interviewing with a New York Giant. So they had four different receivers. Van Jefferson is coming back probably in a month to a month and a half. OBJ is now gone. Do they go and pay for him? A bust. Then the Allen Robinson move. Listen, I was wrong. I like Allen Robinson. He can't get open. He is just not open. So the offense tonight at wide receiver is Cooper Kupp and a tight end, Tyler Higbee. That's the offense. And I just feel like I can't be alone on this. They drafted another running back. I don't think Sean McVay is a fan of Cam Akers. Can't block, not a great practice player, fumble issue. I think if he had a bigger, stronger back that could pick up blitzes, I think they'd move off Cam Akers. So the Rams have a really good roster, but like Buffalo in the secondary, they have multiple issues at wide receiver. And I'm not sure how solvable it is. Van Jefferson coming back helps, but you know, you may have to pony up some dough and go get OBJ. Cross your fingers. Can you stay at 500 until early November, mid-November when he's ready? The Rams have a really good roster. Their offensive line is okay. Note Boom is okay at left tackle. He's not Andrew Worth. He's passable. He's middle of the pack left tackle in the NFL. But it's a petty rivalry. It's a chippy rivalry. Even the coaches and their egos get bruised. I think overall the Niners have a better roster, and most of their units, maybe not at corner, but most of their units, I believe, are better than the Rams. I think the Rams are better at quarterback, and I think the Rams are better at corner, and that's about it. That's about it. So tomorrow I have the herd hierarchy. I'm not sure. I do it at night before I drive in, so I'm going to have it on Fox Sports FS1 tomorrow and iHeartRadio. I've got my little red book, and I'm doing my herd hierarchy. I don't know if the Rams make it, because I want to make sure it's the best teams now in the league. Jacksonville lost this weekend. I think Jacksonville's really good. I think Minnesota's good. Minnesota and Jacksonville both go to Philadelphia and get housed, and we think they're bad. Folks, you got to give credit to good teams playing at home. Philadelphia's really good. They have the best offensive line in the league, arguably a top 2 to 3 defensive line, and Jalen Hurts is healthy, dynamic, and playing out of his mind. So there you have it. Niners win. What to do with the San Francisco 49ers? My second favorite roster in the NFL, but a little bit of a ceiling at quarterback. We'll see you tomorrow.
Volume.
Football season's underway. Now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. The promo code is always Colin. FanDuel has tons of betting options. I like the same game parlay. Bet a little, win a lot. FanDuel's app is safe, secure, easy to use, and you get paid your winnings really fast. The no sweat first bet up to $1,000. Promo code Colin. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the National Football League. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. In Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP. In Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117. For confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOP.
H-O-P-E-N-Y or text H-O-P-E-N-Y 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Red line 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.